This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 143 for Monday, November 15th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is lower Monday morning, seeing a correction to start the week after climbing to fresh highs on Friday. Canola 30 cents to $13 lower, January down 240 at $1,022.90 per ton. Early losses in Chicago soy oil did put some spillover pressure on canola today, but Malaysian palm oil was higher overnight and European rapeseed mixed. The Canadian dollar, it's firmer to start the day, but still near its softest levels of the past month. Tight supplies and the need to ration demand did remain supportive, but those concerns have been priced into the market for some time, and speculative positioning was likely accounting for most of today's activity. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all lower after trading to both sides of unchanged overnight. Soybeans down 2 cents in the January contract at $12.42 per bushel. Profit-taking after Friday's rally put some pressure on the bean market, with losses in soy oil today also bearish. However, meal is posting solid gains, and that provided some support as the product spreads saw some adjustment. Solid export demand also underpinned soybeans today. The USDA announced a large flash sale this morning of 264,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. Corn, it is weaker, with speculative positioning after Friday's gains a feature. The December contract down 7 cents at $5.70 per bushel. The U.S. corn harvest is nearing completion, with less than 10% of fields thought to be left to go. Solid export demand underpinned the market. The USDA announced flash sales of nearly 200,000 tons of corn to Mexico this morning. Wheat, it is lower, seeing some consolidation to start the week as well. Minneapolis spring wheat posting the largest losses as the spreads between the three U.S. contracts narrowed in. It's down 14 cents in the December contract at $10.36 per bushel. Kansas City wheat down 5 cents in December at $8.27 per bushel, and Chicago wheat down a penny in December at $8.15 per bushel. Australian weather conditions are being followed closely, as the moisture there at harvest time may lead to some quality issues in the country, and world supplies of higher protein wheat are already on the tight side. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, November 15th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.